or products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I'm going to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning, Stuart, Florida. My name is Dr. Tred Rissacker, and I am your host for the next hour on my Slim Body Laser Spa Health and Wellness Show. I can be heard right here every single Tuesday from 9 to 10 o'clock. This is a show that's been running for over 10 years now, and I'm real proud of that. It's been very consistent, and people enjoy it, you know, and that's just great. I enjoy doing it, and I enjoy all of my listeners and the people that have come up to me at the different shows that we're at and have told me how much they appreciate the show and the information. And I just think it just makes me feel really warm inside, a little tickly feeling inside. All right, now I am going to dedicate today's program to your body's ability to heal itself. Your body's ability to repair damaged tissue, your body's ability to prevent and detect outside foreign invaders, this inherent wisdom within your body which helps you to live and to be alive, it's not dependent on medical treatment at all. Let's be upfront about that. Your body's ability to repair itself, to balance its temperature regulation, to be able to digest and assimilate all kinds of different foods, you know, proteins, carbohydrates, fungi, fish, you know, wheat products. There's not an animal in the world that has the same diversity of diet that a human has. Nobody can eat like a human. Maybe goats. But for the most part, most animals are very selective. But for some reason, you are given a digestive tract and an ability to extract energy and nutrients from just about anything that crawls, walks, grows, lays on our planet. And there's a reason for that, because you are the crown creation. You are a human, and you have this ability. So I'm going to dedicate today's show to the human's ability to heal and to repair itself. My name is Dr. Tred Rissacker, and I was once a fat, hopeless weight loss doctor who struggled with losing weight, finally found a solution for my own weight loss, and I reversed my type 2 diabetes in about 4 months. I used a laser. It's lipo laser technology. I never believed when I got it that it could do what it did for me. I bought it in 2009. It seemed like something that would an aesthetic device. Like you people out there that want to do cool sculpting or wish that you could do liposuction, you know, and change your body without any exercise or diet. I thought, you know, that's a market that people will always want to buy into, you know. And when I saw the procedure that I have, this low-level laser, this class 3 laser device, I realized that this was technology that could achieve results of quick, fast body sculpting, spot fat reduction, without any possible chance of causing any injury, without any downtime, without any pain, without any suffering, without any really, you know, discipline to be uncomfortable. And then as I purchased the machine and I started using it in my office, I found out it was even better than that, that it actually had a healing, it stimulated a healing response within somebody's body because of the red light and near-infrared light wavelengths, because of photonic energy. And this is what we call photobiomodulation. At the same time, it tightened belly fat, tightened chins, got rid of the flappy arms, the bat wings. And at the same time, they were like saying, you know, since I did this procedure, my, you know, my energy has gone up. I was having nightmares and dreams all the time. For some reason, that cleared up. My lupus, my stiffness of my back and my arthritis, after standing on that whole body vibration plate for this process, I don't have those symptoms anymore. My bladder has tightened. I don't have the same problem with the nighttime, you know, the leaky bladder syndrome, or even worse than that, anal leakage. In other words, whole body vibration, red light, the therapy heals the body along with getting rid of that stubborn fat. What could be better than that? And after 10 years of using that process, red light lipo laser, whole body vibration, detoxification, gentle detox, and then commitment 3 times a week for 3 weeks, we have managed to churn out 6,000 clients right here in this area that have had results, that have been super happy, and have found it as a solution to a very difficult situation that would be excessive weight gain and just a low level of energy. So the office is called the Slim Body Laser Spa. My phone number is 772-223-5885, but I don't expect you to remember that, but you can remember Dr. Tread, Dr. Tread's Slim Body Laser Spa. And all you have to do is go on your little phone, your cell phone, whether it's an Apple, you hit Siri, or if it's an Android, you're going to go to Alexa, I think, and you say, Slim Body Laser Spa, Dr. Tread's Slim Body Laser Spa, Stuart, and it will come right up. Google search will show you my website, my phone number. It'll even call the office for you. And you come on in, you'll meet with me, my staff, you'll fill out one page of just name, address, areas you'd like to treat, a little brief health history, about 5 questions, and then you'll be brought in for the consultation. And we have a nice private room there, and it's comfortable, and you can watch a 6-minute DVD by the manufacturer of our laser equipment, so you can see how it works, the FDA clearance on it, and then I will come in and speak with you and determine if it's something that I think can really help you. You know, tell me why you're here, what you'd like to have done, what is the number one area that you want to change, and why. And, you know, give me a little history of your diet, your food intake, so I know how much work we have to put into it. Some have a lot of nutritional knowledge, more than me, some of them. And others are absolutely clueless. They couldn't tell you the difference between a protein and a carbohydrate, or what a paleo diet is, or a keto diet. So from there, we then go into a minor history, if you had any procedures, any surgeries to your abdomen, anything that might be contraindicated for putting the laser lipo on. If everything's good, we examine you, and then we give you a nice reasonable price to see if you can get it off, to get rid of that extra fat. And it's been super successful. We just left the Port St. Lucie Home Show over the weekend. We had four or five people that were very interested in coming in. I'm meeting with two today, one at 12 o'clock, another one at 3. This week coming up is the Garlic Festival. Now, the Garlic Festival used to be down in Delray, Deerfield Beach there. Is it Deerfield? Delray. I'm sorry. Delray. Big difference. And the Garlic Fest was a huge event they had there. And now there's a mini Garlic Fest coming here to the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, and it's outside, so you don't have to be too concerned with spreading any germs in an internal building. And with that, we'll be there with a booth there set up, and we can set up free consultations, and you can see and talk about if it's something that can help you. Again, you know, I was fat, and I had type 2 diabetes, and I used my own laser. In 4 weeks, I laid on my back, and I applied a 30-minute red light device, which is warm and soothing. I fell asleep 30 minutes, and then I went for 10 to 20 minutes on a whole-body vibration plate. I repeated that 3 times a week for 4 weeks. I had 12 sessions. My weight when I began was 265 pounds. I had a 40-inch belly, and my blood sugar was super elevated, hyperglycemic. At the end of the 4th week, I dropped 4 inches in girth. My belly went from a 40 to a 36 waist size. My fat in my face went down. Everything looked better. And then I continued to eat better. For 3 months after that first 4 weeks, I dropped 10 pounds a month, the second month, the third month, and the 4th month. At the end of that 4th month, I was down 38 pounds. I looked better. I felt better. It was the easiest weight loss I've ever experienced in my life. And what was really great about it was because the first 3 to 4 weeks on the laser, I lost so many inches so fast that I was motivated after the first day to continue. I didn't have to wait 3 or 4 months to see a result like you would if you were just exercising or dieting. It takes a long time to see results if you're doing traditional exercise and diet. And the other very difficult part about exercise and diet is once you're over 50 years old, your hormones have changed. On some of you, they've taken a huge dump. That means low testosterone in men, high estrogen. This is what feminizes men. They look feminine as they get older. They start to look like old ladies because of the low testosterone. If you want to know how effective testosterone estrogen is at making you feminine, just call up Bruce Jenner and ask, where's Caitlyn? Caitlyn Jenner. And that's how he created that female, was through estrogen replacement, by dropping testosterone. So as you get older, men will naturally lessen. They don't make as much testosterone. And for that reason, they become estrogen dominant and they start to have the belly and the male boobs. And this is not something that can really go away with simple diet and exercise unless you're really, really disciplined. And I'm talking Marine Corps discipline, you know, boot camp. And, man, if you're 65, 70 years old and you just retired from 40 years of work and you've come down to South Florida, the last thing you want to do is run is have your whole life involved with diet and exercise and boot camp type actions. So the Slim Body Laser Spa is here to the rescue to help you get rid of that extra outside fatty layer, which is so stubborn and persistent because of aging. And at the same time, we're going to help you make better choices with food and teach you about nutrition and proteins and carbohydrates. And then once you have the knowledge, then you have wisdom. You know, knowledge without action is useless. You know, just ask anybody a trivial pursuit game. They can win the pursuit game, but they don't have any wisdom. They've never put it into action. What happens at the Slim Body Spa is as we show you and teach you about nutrition and how your body actually functions naturally, you'll see that the choices you make created the body you got. The choices that you've been making have created the body that you're living in. So if you don't change some of your choices, let's pretense that. If you're not happy with how your body looks, and you're not happy with how you feel, you have to look at the choices that you've been making to leading up to this point. And sometimes all you have to do is make a small change in choices. It doesn't require major surgeries or suffering for weeks and months on end with some kind of medication that they gave you to help you not eat, or some kind of pill that makes you poop out undigested fat. I mean, that's what a lot of these products are. They're not healthy. They try to trick your body into not storing fat, or to have the fat go through your body undigested, so your stools have a lot of fat in it. That's that weight loss alley. That's how alley product works. Maybe it's an injection of urine from pregnant women from India, which is how they get HCG, you know, human chorionatotropin, which is a hormone that women produce when they're pregnant to help them to burn the fat when the baby's born, HCG. And what they've done is they've made it into a weight loss supplement, into an injectable. And they inject it into your body. They put a small amount into your, like a diabetic injection, every day for 28-day cycle, and you eat 500 calories a day, and people can lose massive amounts of weight. They get the HCG from pregnant women, and mainly in India, because that's where people will allow that. America, not so much. And, you know, these are temporary fixes. And what they'll do is if you're not ready, you'll end up gaining the weight back really, really fast. So, you know, we try to prevent that through education, knowledge, and then also a alumni program that allows you to, once you've reached, like when I did that three times a week for the 4 weeks, and then I went in and I lost the weight for the 3 months, I'm able to go back and use the laser again. Still use the whole body vibration, the process that gave me such results. And I could do it once a week, every 2 weeks. And I've managed to keep off that weight and managed to maintain a 36 waist size right up until about halfway through last year. And yes, I feel a little victim to the COVID-19. And I'm working on getting that weight off again and using my laser. You know, I'm human. I'm not. You know, I'm not Jack LaLanne, who was hardly human at all, or these other people. I had gained a little bit of weight back in that COVID. So I know what to do, and I'm working on the laser, and I'm eating better, and it's already coming off much faster than it went on, that's for sure. So if you're interested in a free consultation at the Slim Body Laser Spa, we're located on East Ocean Boulevard, right across the street from the Fresh Market. It is FDA cleared. It's a medical office. It's a chiropractic facility. We have malpractice. We have licensure. We have, you'll always meet with me, the owner. I'm the doctor, the owner, and a client. I'll never give you a recommendation that I don't feel is in your best benefit. Even sometimes if it's not in my best benefit, we're going to help you because that's the right thing to do. I'm a Martin County High School graduate. I graduated Martin County in 1979. I've taken care of many people that are in our government today, senators, police chiefs, sheriffs, the head sheriffs. You know, it's been people from the hospital, the doctors that live and work out on Hutchison Island and drive back and forth to the hospital. We've taken care of a lot of those, their wives, their family, people that fly in from the Caribbean. I have 4 or 5 clients that have flown in from Dominica, you know, the other side of Haiti. What is it? Dominican Republic. People from the Bahamas. People that come from Europe. People that come down from Canada are coming in. And they're repeat customers. They come in because life seems to accumulate body fat. We can put fat back on even though we're doing everything right. And be able to come back into the Slim Body Laser Spa, lay on your back, take a power nap, stand on a vibration plate for 10 minutes, and lose inches in a tenth of the time that you put it on, that is a gift. All right. So with that, I want you to know that your body's ability to heal itself is far greater than anyone has allowed you to believe. I'm watching and learning, and I'm online. I'm watching the news, the media, and something is not congruent with what I think is healthful knowledge. It's something that they're creating. I see what's being created as a dependency, a feeling of need that you have to have something in order to be healthy, that you have to have a chemical, a procedure, something, because without it, you will not have a healthy, happy life. And I can tell you that when it comes to things that you need for health and substances that you need for health and happiness, they usually come from the ground in the form of food and minerals and supplements and fresh water and sunlight and earth. These are the constituents that build your body's health. Go back, if you can, in your imagination, 20 to 30,000 years ago. And if you were lucky enough not to be struck by lightning or have an animal eat you, you were given all the foods and necessary substances to live a very healthy life. Of course, medicine has intervened with crises and trauma care, and I think that's a wonderful fact of medicine is, when you get hit by a lightning bolt or a tree limb is knocked off and it comes down on you and hits you, or God forbid you should be in an auto accident or something, there's the medical doctor and hospitals will treat you for trauma. Maybe you were poisoned. Maybe you got too much sun. Maybe you didn't drink enough water and you had a heat stroke. Medicine, hospitals, ambulances are phenomenally effective at saving and preventing and repairing that. Where medicine is failing, in my opinion, is the treatment of symptomatology using chemicals, procedures, injections to change symptoms without really getting to the cause as to why you have the symptoms in the first place. Somewhere along the line, our wonderful medical profession, including the pharmacological industry, hospitals, even now the governments are now involved in healthcare, obviously, have somehow forgotten about the basis of health, that health comes from the earth through food, through natural foods, through proteins, through sunlight, through fresh water, and through the earth, grounding with the earth. That means fresh air. These are what your body is made of. This is where your body came from. Of course, your mom and dad had an idea or maybe a passionate moment and you were created from a little bit of your mom's DNA and your dad's DNA. And as those two cells came together and they formed what they called a zygote, which is a one cell having half the DNA from your mom and half from your father, all of a sudden it starts to develop within mom. And the ability for that tissue to develop and to be healthy has to do with what mom ate, the type of food she had, the quality of the food. And the health of that child as it's developing as a fetus and as a little baby is very vulnerable to things like alcohol and cigarette smoking. Well, why wouldn't it be as vulnerable to car exhaust or to petroleum-based products that you put on your body and surround your body with? They're chemicals, too. They just pull out alcohol and cigarette smoking as a very danger in your third trimester. But there's a lot of issues that can come in to affect somebody's health. And then when you're born and you're on the planet and you're crawling around and you're picking up things to eat, the food you eat is going to build your body. It's going to make your tissues. It's going to develop the proteins that you're lucky enough to get from mom's breast or from, other sources of protein. That's what's going to build your muscles. And the bone strength comes from calcium and the proper amount of minerals and vitamins. They discovered rickets because of people that went on boats and they didn't have any vitamin C. They didn't bring citrus, and they would have rickets where their legs would be bow-legged and they would die until they started bringing limes and oranges on the boat. That's how we found out about the importance of vitamin C, by the way. And, you know, these foods, plants, proteins, sunlight, fresh air, fresh water, you know, these are critical foundations of health and wellness. And what happens is if you have the right amounts of these foods, plants, proteins, water, sunlight, fresh air, exercise, you really don't, your body becomes very, very strong and it becomes very resistant. You have an immune system which requires plant-based foods, healthy proteins, water, sunlight, and air. Your immune system requires that in order to function. That's what makes your body strong and resistant. You see, your body, the life you're living right now, is an accumulation of many, many, many thousands and thousands of years of perfecting this human, in perfecting your body. You know, the cell structure that you have in your body, the cellular structure, the cell membrane, the mitochondria, the nucleus, the ribosomes, which are within your cells, have been developed in plants. They're the same as in an onion root. When I was in college over here at IRCC and I went to microbiology, I was 23 years old and I wanted to become a doctor. I went to microbiology and we were going over what they call cellular health, you know, cellular biology. And then they took an onion, a green onion, and they sliced the end of it. And then we took those slices and we looked at them under a microscope. And the professor said that these are the same, this is the cell membrane and these are the mitochondria and this is this. And then he showed us tissue samples from human tissue and they were identical. They had the same cell membrane, they had the same mitochondria as the plants. And I remember at like 22 years old saying, I put up my hand, I said, so are you saying we came from onion tips? You know, if onions are, you know, they have the same type of cell membranes. And the professor looked at me and says, no, we didn't come from onions, but that's where the beginning of the basis, the foundation of life was perfected through plants, he said. And we have a lot of those traits. The resistance, the way they divide, called meiosis versus mitosis. He said, we carried those traits into a human, but our basic cellular structures are very similar. That's why we study an onion tip. Now, we have a lot of other cells which have developed over the years, which make you into a human, but the basis of health, the basis of your foundational aspect comes from earth, foods that are grown on the ground, proteins, sunlight, fresh water, and exercise. Okay? So if you're sitting around and you're wondering why you're not feeling good, why you're and so as a result of this basis of health, your immune system of these plants, you know, a plant has an immune system too. And an immune system in a plant is strengthened by the quality of the earth that they're grown in. So if you were to take a plant and grow it in impoverished dirt and put chemicals in the dirt, the plant would no longer be resistant to bacteria and fungus and parasites. If you allow it to sit in water too long, the fungus will destroy your plants. I think people know that. If you don't have enough sunlight at the right time, the plant will become less resistant and the bacteria will start to affect it. So one of the things that growers do, if they can't have healthy soil, is they treat their plants with insecticides and pesticides. And that's because the natural immunity, the immune system of a plant, is affected when it's in poor soil quality. And remember, the plants came, we have their same cellular structure, yet we're more evolved. And if you don't think that your immune system is hurt by poor food and depoverished and devitalized food, you're a fool, because it is. It is hurt by that. Just like the plant, and the plant that the farmer grows in the same soil that's not been organically, you know, composted, it hasn't allowed the food to die back into it and then come out again, he's growing it, they have to rely on pesticides and insecticides to protect the plants. And here you are, the same cellular structure, eating foods that are devitalized, not getting the proper amounts of fresh water because you like flavored drinks. You're not getting any sunlight because somebody sold you the belief that sun was going to give you cancer all the time versus a normal amount of sun. Of course, anything too much can cause problems. And so you're now living in an impoverished, in a diseased environment. And no wonder you're having bacterial infections and scabies and viral hosts. You're becoming a host for viruses and bacteria. It's no different. So are you going to keep taking insecticides and pesticides, putting them on your body and eating them to keep you alive? Or are you going to start getting back to the basics of health and wellness, just like a plant, you know, does? Are you going to start eating healthy food, you know, things from the earth, plants, healthy proteins, fresh water, sunlight, exercise, and oxygen? You know, this is the remedy for many of you out there. That's all you need. Yet your body's ability to heal has been hampered and impoverished by technology, by this incredibly excessive, expansive business model that seems to thrive on profit versus your health. And I can sum it all up in one word: Doritos nacho cheese. Here's another word: Coca-Cola. How about macaroni, you know, cheese noodles, cheese puffs? Okay, are you understand where I'm going with this? Energy drinks. These products are created to make money for a corporation at your expense, at your health's expense. I'm not okay with that. But, you know, we have free will. You have a choice. You can walk past those coolers over at the Raceway and at the Wawa when you go in there. You see all those colorful signs and the those big ice machines that are doing the ices all the way on the whole row of them. When you go by Culver's, what is that, Culver's restaurant, the new takeout? They have a electric sign that says the sweet of the day. It's fudge brownie, you know, rock and roll, Rocky Road. That's their sweet today. The next one is some kind of vanilla product. That, you should look at that, and it should make you sick. But it doesn't. You look at that and you say, oh, I want to try that sundae today. If it didn't, they wouldn't put it out there. You know how much one of those little electronic billboards cost them to do that? They're not telling you about the nutrients in the food or how their cattle is grazed and range fed, and the vegetables that they have never been frozen or processed, that you can have a salad with some fresh protein on it. I mean, that would be more attractive. But no. They have a sign that says double fudge brownie sundaes, flavor of the day. And you wonder why we're in trouble. And you wonder why you're wearing masks everywhere you go. Because God forbid someone should sneeze on you. You're like living. You're a plant living in a field that's been over fertilized and overused, and now they've been spraying insecticides and pesticides on the plants so they can get them to yield so they could sell them at a huge expense to the nutrients in the plant, to the value in the what you get from it. And this has got to be called out, people. We got to look at this with intelligence, you know. So somebody says, "Oh, doc, you're a conspiracy theorist." I'm like, "No. I'm a critical thinker. I have a brain and an intelligence, and I see the futility of medicine trying to heal people with chemicals. It just doesn't work. I'm not even going to go into the vaccine or any vaccination. But I think that they kind of lied to us on that one, too. I thought that once we all got vaccinated, we'd have herd immunity and we wouldn't have to wear masks. What I heard on the radio last week was that Fauci said, we're going to have masks into 2022, maybe even 23. Are you okay with that? Cutting off the oxygen to your body? Not allowing you to share with people with smiles and gestures? I'm not okay with that. So I'm trying to spread this understanding of where health really comes from. And let's go over that again. Earth, the plants that Earth creates and gives you, proteins, fresh water, sunlight, fresh air, exercise. Okay? Now, one of the reasons why we supplement, why people take vitamins and supplementation, is because the foods that we're eating are devoid in those minerals and those nutrients. You know, our Creator gave us these nutrients that are in the dirt that the plants pull into the cell structure. And when you eat the plant, you get those minerals and those phytonutrients. But because of factory farming and the way that they have destroyed the ecosystem, the plants are not, they don't have the same amount of nutrients that they did 30 years ago. I promise you, the carrots and the broccoli and the cabbage that you bought in the 1960s is 30 to 40% less nutritious, I mean more nutritious, than it is today. In other words, what you buy today is 30 to 40% devoid of those minerals and those phytonutrients. Now, that doesn't mean it isn't green and large and has a nice snap to it, but because they're not growing it in organically sustainable farming practices, only 1% of your vegetables are organically grown, by the way. So, and the solution to this is supplementation. You got to be on a multivitamin. You need to be sure that you're on a mineral supplement and that you're taking some extra supplements that will prevent you from suffering from what they call stress. Chemicals, emotional, physical, mental, chemical stress. The first thing that is depleted when you're under a lot of stress is your vitamin C. You need extra vitamin C. It's water soluble. It will not build up in tissue, and your body will heal faster. You'll have less chance of having infections if you take regular vitamin C. I personally take 2,000 milligrams a day. I take one in the morning of 1,000. I take 1,000 at night. Okay. A lot of you out there with your mineral supplements are small amounts. I think like 50 milligrams is how much vitamin C is within a one a day. And the authorities, those ones that have been telling you to wear masks and recommending these vaccines, they're telling you that it's enough. You know, I beg to differ on that one. Why aren't we drinking, you know? So another supplement that happens when you're under a lot of stress is you need more B vitamins, the B complex vitamins. And B vitamins are really important. And the other thing that helps to get rid of toxins is fiber, foods that contain fiber. And that would be raw leafy vegetables, fresh fruits with fiber. Fiber helps to clean your body out. They're eliminative. And if you don't have proteins, you're not going to build muscle tissue. And if you don't have muscles, you can't move around the earth and you'll become sick. And nature will eliminate you if you don't move. So proteins build muscle strength and give you the they also absorb toxins. So if you could follow these basic guidelines of earth, natural foods from the ground, proteins, fresh water, sunlight, fresh oxygen, and movement, you would be, these drug companies would go out of business. They wouldn't be able to survive. They'd have to put a huge PR campaign to tell you that what you're doing is not sustainable. You're destroying the planet because you're drinking all the fresh water. They'll make up some excuse why you need them, because they have shareholders to pay. They got governments to bribe. To support. I'll be nice here. And the pharmaceutical industry will figure out a way of telling you that the fresh water you're drinking is not good for you, that you're overhydrating or something silly like that. Again, you know, there was a story. This was a story that was told by my father, who was a chiropractor many, many years. And he said about the secret. I said, Dad, why do people not know about health? Why are they so clueless that they believe they need medications and masks and vaccinations? And, you know, why are we've gotten to this point? And he said that because they don't understand where health really is. They're looking for health, the secret to health. And I said, but can you tell me more? And he said, he gave me a story. He said, at the beginning of time, early in man's history, three men found the secret to health, but they were evil and they wanted to profit from it for the rest of their lives and even profit as it went into their next family's lives. And they wanted to, so they needed to hide the secret. They were going to hide it. And the one man said, well, let's hide it in the top of the highest mountain, the secret to health in the highest mountain. And the other guy says, no, they're going to go to the mountain someday and they'll find it. So the second one says, let's hide it at the bottom of the deepest ocean. They'll never go there. And then the third guy goes, no, eventually they're going to have technology and they'll be able to explore all the parts of the earth. He says, I've got a much better place to hide the secret to health. He said, we're going to take a little bit of the secret to health and put it in each and every one of them, inside of them. And that way, they'll never look inside of them for the secret to health. And that's what they did. They put the secret to health within each and every one of us. And we don't even look there for it. The secret to health. Earth. Natural foods from the ground. Proteins. Fresh, clean water. Sunlight. Oxygen. Movement, exercise. And then you need internal and external cleansing. You got to clean the outside of your body. That's why we wash and, you know, we take showers. If we don't, we smell. But you also have to clean the inside of your body to detoxify, because we live in a toxic world. We're in a toxic environment. Chemicals and industry and the pollution and the cars and the petroleum-based products and these chemicals that are created by the pharmaceutical agents are all chemical-based, petroleum-based. And they collect in your body, they collect in your tissues, and you need a regular routine of detoxification that handles petroleum-based poisons. Okay? And that is really, really important for everybody's health. Every 6 months, this should be taught by Dr. Fauci, the importance of detoxification. A program, a plan sponsored by our lovely government that will help prevent you from accumulating these poisons and toxins in your body. I can give you the information if you just go through my email, slimbodylaserspa@gmail.com, go on my website, say, Doc, send me something about detox. I can give you a fruit and vegetable cleanse in 6 days that will help get rid of an enormous amount of a stored accumulated sugar, mucus, and pus that's accumulated in your digestive tract. This stuff doesn't go away very easily. You got to clean it out. You wouldn't go home and live in your house every week and month without cleaning it every now and then. Yet our body, we don't clean our body enough. And it accumulates. They're called persistent organic compounds, POCs. And one of the ways that you can get rid of persistent organic compounds is through freshwater fasting. Going on a water fast for a day, 2 days, 3 days. I've done up to 2 weeks myself. You can go on a regular treatment with sauna, dry heat sauna. In Russia, in Europe, they rely on saunas. The Romans had whole centers for saunas where they went in and they steamed and they sweated. After they had their alcohol and their debauchery, they went and they sweated it out. That's detoxification. So as exercise helps to detoxify the body. So do certain supplements, niacin, vitamin C, vitamin D. These things are also detoxifying agents that help to get rid of accumulated poisons. Okay. Your body's ability to heal is far greater than anyone has allowed you to believe. My name is Dr. Tred Rissacker, and I am the owner and the doctor at the Slim Body Laser Spa. Yeah, I do laser-assisted weight loss. That's really my genre. That's my specialty. But my real passion is helping people to be healthier and to not be such a mark, a pet, you know. A mark is a term that criminals use when they want to try to work somebody to get money from them or to take advantage of them. They call them a mark, okay? And you don't want to be a mark when it comes to pharmaceutical industry and the government takeover of healthcare. You know, they are going to prey on those people who have been weakened in a weakened state. And they're vulnerable to criminal acts. They're vulnerable. And these are the people that they're preying on right now. The elderly, the disabled. For some reason, African Americans. Why is that? I can't believe that they think that in some way they're not healthy people, because they are. And you know, anyone that might come over from without all their immunizations and all their standard shots, these are marks. These are people that are going to be taken advantage of. And it's terrible. And my message is, if you don't want to be a mark, and you don't want to be taken advantage of, earth, plant-based foods from the earth, proteins, fresh water, sunlight, oxygen, and exercise. Stick with those six things, and you will walk through. You'll have armor in the world of chaos. You'll have a suit of armor to protect you from the chaos, from the financial interests which are involved in trying to keep you a victim. Become strong. See a chiropractor. Have massage. Try an acupuncturist. They're great. Reflexology. You know, don't be fooled by the professions that tell you that these people are not, that can't help you. Everybody can get help from these. Believe me. You know, I'm a chiropractor. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. And of course, if you've screwed up and you haven't been taking care of your health, you need medicine, then take the medicine. But don't let it be your houseboat. Use it temporarily and work on the cause of why it happened. And if you're interested in getting rid of body fat, which is probably the number one cause of most people's illness, it's a side effect of bad habits, bad food, not exercising, stress, is body fat accumulation. That's what we fix, body fat. Lay on your back 3 times a week at the Slim Body Laser Spa, lose 3 to 9 inches, get a nutritional program or profile at no extra charge. I'm not here trying to sell you a bunch of supplements and pills and products. It's done as a courtesy as you go through the Slim Body laser program. You'll be one of 6,000 people. You'll be part of my VIP membership, and we would just want to be helpful. All right, it's Slim Body Laser Spa, Dr. Tread Slim Body Laser Spa. We're located in Stewart on East Ocean Boulevard. Come down. We have consultations available right up until Wednesday morning. Then I'm going to be out of town for the weekend. I'm going to a seminar on health and healing over the weekend. Then I'll be back on Tuesday, a week from today, in the office for more visits. Of course, the staff is there taking care of our regular clients. You'll meet Juan. You'll meet Christina. Wonderful people. Clean, safe environment. It is a real jewel in the Treasure Coast. And that's hard to say that because this is the Treasure Coast. And the Treasure Coast is full of treasures and full of jewels. And it's a wonderful place to live. It's a fantastic place to raise a family. I don't even realize there's a pandemic here in South Florida. For some reason, we have been graciously allowed to live our lives, and I'm very glad about that. So with this, we're going to wrap it up. I thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to see a copy of this or hear it again, of course it's online on WSTU 1450 live stream. It'll also be on my website. All right, thank you so much. Bye bye.